Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and home shopping network, capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Ireland is among the biggest names joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars this season, which kicks off on Monday, September 21st at 8 p.m. Frankly, I don't know whether she can dance or not, but I think she's on the wrong ABC show. Seeing how great Kathy looks, and I mean super-duper CEO supermodel hot, I'm thinking the 46-year-old belongs on the new comedy Cougar Town with Courtney Cox, rather than sharing the stage with the likes of Tom DeLay. But that's just my opinion. Frankly, we're lucky she's even here today, having gashed her leg and required 7 stitches just a few days ago, and not dancing, but surfing. Should make for a good story. Kathy, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I've seen some of these pictures of you practicing and dancing, and well, you look great.
Oh, thank you. It's so much fun. It's so hard. I have such a renewed respect for dancers. I knew it would be difficult, but I really had no idea how much.
And tell me why, when you're supposed to be training for a dance contest, you're out there surfing. What's that all about?
Oh, gosh. You know, I told Tony when I first met him, some of my challenges that, you know, I've had 2 knee surgeries, a foot surgery, never walked in high heels, never did runway, any of that. I get dizzy when I spin. You know, just some issues. And then I'm adventurous and clumsy, and it's not always a good combination. And just a week before, he told our kids, you know, please watch out for your mom. Please don't let her get hurt. But then on Saturday, as we finished rehearsal, he said, now, tomorrow's probably going to be your last day off for a long time. Enjoy it with your family. It was a beautiful day. So I took our son Eric out surfing, and, water, it's not that big of a deal. But I had a bad wipeout, and the board bashed my leg. It split it open and had 7 stitches.
Wow. And but you're still able – this is amazing to me. You're still able to dance?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm really fortunate. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been, you know, on a joint, my eye or
yeah,
someplace else. But it's right on the front of my right shin. It doesn't really look very pretty, although people are coming up with some ideas, like I could turn it into a flower or something, or put glitter on it. I don't know. But, you know, it's what it is. And one of the great blessings of this injury, I got to say, though, before this happened, I was just hurting my knee, my hips, my everything was just aching from the rehearsal, and I don't feel that anymore. So that's great.
It's like, boy, I just kicked this foot, and boy, does it hurt. So somebody will come over and kick the other foot. Yeah. Great. I'm gonna try to remember that next time I'm in a dance competition. I don't know.
It's really helpful.
Now, as a result of this, of course, you know, you brought back all the conversations from last season about the Dancing with the Stars curse. Are you worried about that at all?
No, I don't believe in that stuff. I really don't. I mean, you know, you work hard and you live, you know, life. Stuff happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was having fun with our son, doing something we love, and you know, life happens. I am going to be more careful. I did assure Tony I'm just going to, you know, kind of lay low for a little bit. So I will focus on that. It'll help me to be more careful.
Have you altered your routines with Tony at all as a result of the injury? Have you backed off of anything?
Well, he's so great. He's a world champion, a true professional. He's been so careful with me anyway. Like, when he says it's done, we're time, I mean, we stop, because I certainly don't want to get an injury. There's a couple of moves where I get kind of thrown around, and my doctor, who is also my husband, he said, I really got to be careful that I don't bang the stitch. I can't get the stitches wet. They've got to stay in for 10 days. And I can't bang it, because if the wound reopens, it's going to, you know, take 3 to 4 times as long to heal, and it's not going to be pretty. So we're just having to be a little careful.
Okay. Well, now, Kathy, earlier this year, you published a new book, Real Solutions for Busy Moms, in which you revealed that somehow you put on 25 pounds without realizing it. And I
did. It was actually, the book had been put to bed, and the book, it's not a fitness book. It's, you know, it's just a guide for, it's like a momopedia for whatever she's got going on in her life, financial crisis, health, issues with safety and her kids. But one of the things I say in the book is, put on your own oxygen mask first. As moms, we're busy taking care of everyone else. What's one of the first things a flight attendant says? You get on a plane. Put on your own oxygen mask first, then you can help those around you. And when we say our families are our priority, frequently we forget we're a member of that family too. And it's a lot easier to give advice than it is to take it yourself. Around the holidays, our son was taking pictures with his new camera, and got a picture of me, and our daughter, Chloe, who was 5 at the time, started chuckling, and she said, Mom, you look like you're pregnant. And I said, what? Let me look at that. And it was shocking. It was really shocking, and not so much the weight gain, because there's no shame in a weight gain. Beautiful people come in shape, size, age, and color. But when I looked at that picture, I saw someone who was overwhelmed, overstressed, over everything, and certainly not healthy, certainly not taking her own advice. And the first word in the title of the book is real. The cover on the book is a beautiful retouched photo. The picture that our son took was real. There was no retouching there. And I was so tempted to delete it, but you know what? It was there. The kids saw it, and it was real. And I thought, how can I be out there telling other people this when I'm not even doing it myself? And just, you know, I'm so far from perfect, so many mistakes. I have the same struggles and challenges that other people face too. And for me, it's not about fitting into a certain size or what the numbers are on the scale. I really resent that, and I'm too rebellious for that. I don't want to fit someone else's mold of how someone thinks I should look. But it's about being healthy. Heart disease is the number one killer of women in America. Frequently, the first sign of a heart attack is sudden death. Triglyceride levels, cholesterol levels. You know, I want to be around to take care of our children. I want to dance at our great-grandchildren's wedding. And health is a great motivator.
And which is the braver act on your part, doing Dancing with the Stars or letting People magazine publish that picture of you that your son took?
Oh, gosh, Dancing with the Stars is so much harder. Are you kidding me? No contest.
And as you look around, who are the men and women to beat this season, do you think?
Everybody. It is. I think it's the most diverse cast they've ever had. There are athletes, Olympians, there are a dancer, a model, an actress, singer, politician. I mean, everybody, a chef. It's just a, you know, snowboarder. It's these champions. It's going to be fierce. So I'm just, I haven't seen anyone else dance. I haven't seen their rehearsals. I don't know where they are. I'm just focusing on doing my best and not getting in my way. 100% of everything that I bring in will go to support nonprofit. And my business family told me that they knew it was a huge challenge for me, just that I was terrified. But they said, look, if you step out of your comfort zone and do this, we'll match you. Whatever you make for the nonprofits, we'll match it. So I'm highly motivated.
Well, and let's end. I've got one more question for you. Speaking of your business, you run what Newsweek described recently as a $1.4 billion design empire, Kathy Ireland Worldwide. Can you really afford to take the time out to be on a TV dance competition, or is it worth the time in terms of free publicity and exposure beyond what you already have?
The work continues. It goes on. In fact, I just flew in from Las Vegas last night. Tony came with me. We were at the World Market Center for our home furnishings market. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary with Warren Buffett's company, Shaw Industry, our flooring partners. We're working with our partners at KI Alta, our window covering partners, and Budget Blinds to get the message out that October is National Window Covering Safety Awareness Month. Accidents are preventable injuries. We've got to eliminate those in the home. And raising our three children doesn't stop. That's got to be the priority. Running the business doesn't stop. Tony has been amazing. In between dance rehearsals, I'm on the phone. I'm working on design issues, QC issues, shipping and distribution, sales, marketing, all of it. I can't say I'm getting enough sleep, but, you know, that's just how, I don't advocate that, but that's how it is right now. You know, life goes on. It continues, and I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'm learning something new, and the skills that I'm learning here in dance, I know it's going to help me in every year of my life.
Mm. Well, I lied. Last question is really this. If you make an early exit from Dancing with the Stars, would you consider a guest spot on Cougar Town? Could we arrange that for you?
Oh, my goodness. You're so kind. What a privilege. You know, I share with people I'm not an actress, and I have the movies to prove it. That's really not one of my strengths. And I think, you know, raising our children and running the business, that's keeping me pretty busy right now. And I think I'll leave Cougar Town to those with a great talent at it.
All right. Well, folks, you can catch the lovely Kathy Ireland on the new season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars beginning Monday, September 21st at 8 p.m. You can learn more about the show and this year's other dancers at www.abc.com and discover the design world of Kathy Ireland at www.kathyireland.com. And finally, do as I did and follow Kathy Ireland's updates on Twitter, which is how I knew that she was in Las Vegas, at www.twitter.com/Kathy Ireland. Kathy, it was delightful to talk to you. Good luck on the show, and thanks for being on Mr. Media.
Oh, thank you, Bob, so much. And Tony and I have a website. It's boatkatoni.com.
Boatkatoni.com. Got it. All right, well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And folks, for more interviews with your favorite dance competition personalities, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com, where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Judge Mary Murphy from So You Think You Can Dance and Lisa Ann Walters from Dance Your Ass Off, and many more. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, MediaFly, PodFeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman. Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks so much for listening. Bye, everybody.